the rest of the story. The party was over. It had been an all-night party at Norman Adell's apartment. The ashtrays were piled high with cigarette butts. The ice cubes in otherwise empty glasses were melted to pale brown water. "We'll straighten up in the morning," Adell called to Norm, without knowing exactly where in the apartment he was. But she found out. Norm was standing directly behind her, and his eyes were glazed over, and a knife was poised in his hand. And before Adell could react or even think, Norm lunged at her, and the knife plunged into her stomach. She turned, trying to get away, but Norm lunged again. This time, the knife blade slipped between her ribs and deep into her back. Adell stumbled and fell forward. The pain was coming now. She heard the apartment door open and close. Norm was gone. She lifted her head and struggled to open her eyes. Through a blur, she could not make out the window and the curtains. But the light of a new day was just creeping past them. And this is the rest of the story. Adell couldn't even remember how she got to the hospital. Somebody drove her, she thought. "How bad was it?" she asked the doctor. Adell was a fortunate woman, the doctor said. The wound in her back had only, by a fraction of an inch, missed her heart. How had this happened? The doctor wanted to know. Adell remembered, but she dared not say. If she did, her husband would surely be arrested. So she told the doctor, "I fell on some glass." Well, the physician knew better than that. So he notified the police. Inevitably, the truth came out. Norm was arrested, and the judge, in essence, told Norm that he ought to be committed. Well, Norm went livid. He protested, "It is important for me not to be sent to a mental hospital," he declared. He said, "My work in the future would be considered the work of a disordered mind if I should have a reputation as having served time in a mental hospital." But the judge did not argue the point, and the sentence was Bellevue Hospital. For 17 days, Norm was observed there, thereafter was released. Adell refused to press charges, and the matter, strangely enough, was pretty much dropped after that. Probably this is the first you've ever heard about it, that once upon a time there was a writer who idealized violence, who made acceptable violence a part of his literary and his personal philosophy. But then one day in the dark of the morning of November 1960, it was, as writers sometimes do, this writer got just a little bit too close to his subject, a little bit too close to his penchant for literary violence, and he came within a fraction of an inch of killing his own wife. For most, if not all your life, you've known the professional side of the author, Norman Mailer. Now you know the rest of the story.